Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Gino, that is your work, isn't it?
Oh, it is. How are you?
Good. How are you? Yes, she's a bug.
Well.
She's a bug lady, but that ain't all. Makes these very weird. John, slap your mouth.
You can say that. Okay. It's weird. It's okay.
No, they're not weird. They're different. They're eclectic. How's that?
I've been told that my whole life. She's different. It's okay.
Hey, you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. No, she does manufacture, play. It's musical. There you go.
Yeah.
And you know, it could be a mass of fireflies coming our way. You don't know until I tell you that that's what it is, right? I mean. So, Rose Pest Solutions, marketing director. It wasn't that long ago. I'm confused. It wasn't that long ago. I'm going, you know, I don't see any fireflies. And now I'm beginning to see fireflies. Are fireflies making some sort of firefly comeback?
I think it's because of the weather. I mean, I know that's why it is, because we had a really wet spring and a slow start coming into summer, and all of a sudden it's like now everything's just exploding, reproducing out of control, and it's like, whoa, what's with the surge, you know? But I think it's because we finally hit warm weather, but everything just came at once. There are a number of factors that contribute to fireflies making a comeback. I will say, you know, not just having the mild winter and super moist spring and summer, but they live in the soil. And when that soil gets super moist, that's their trigger to get out there, find a mate. You know, when you see them blinking, that's them trying to find their sweetheart. They're sending those light codes out.
That's not a bad idea. If I were single, I'd try that. Yeah.
Like the bat signal, only in firefly format. But I have to tell you, I just got back from a bike ride along the lakefront path, and as the sun was setting, I saw them blinking along the bike path. So they are out in full force. Not only that, but I got to see bats coming out too, which is always cool.
Hold on a second. You were bicycling down the lakefront. It's 80 some degrees, right?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And the big deal is that you saw fireflies and bats. You can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. No. Where are the
We have 8 different species of bats in Chicago. Did you know that?
Not at all. No, I did not.
Yeah. That's amazing.
What are they doing here?
Well, they're feasting on moths. Mostly.
So that's a good thing.
I know that there's a lot of myths out there that, if you attract bats to your yard, then you won't have mosquitoes. But the truth of it is they actually eat more moths than they do mosquitoes because they have a bigger blip on their echolocation radar.
They have a bigger blip on their echolocation radar.
Yeah.
The same kind of radar that we use, that humans use? Echo?
Well, I was going to say dolphins, but
okay.
I don't personally have echolocation abilities. Do you?
Not that I know of, but I mean, like at the airport, you know, I mean, you see the circle and there's a beep, beep, beep. And,
sure. You know, sure. That's exactly same concept. There you go.
There's a Star Trek movie that has whales that have, abilities.
Echolocation. Sonar, right?
I can't remember the name of it right now, but there'll be whales, Captain. So, where was I? So, bats, were you not attacked by a swarm of mosquitoes out there?
No, no, but I was wearing insect repellent. I always do. And I just have to say this because I don't know if this is common knowledge, but yes. If you guys are out, you know, if you're going on the beach or if you're spending time in the sun during the day, it's like, what order do you put sunscreen and insect repellent on? The order is you would put your sunscreen on first and then go over that with insect repellent. But the reason why our listeners should take this very seriously right now, because we had our first human case of West Nile pop up in DuPage County like 2 weeks ago. Wow. It was a resident in Glen Ellen in their 50s, but Lake County had its first one towards the beginning of the month, too. And it is very much in our own backyards here. It is so no joke.
Is there a particular brand or a particular way to protect yourself against those kind of mosquitoes and West Nile?
I can give out. Yeah, let me give out some tips. So if you're shopping for insect repellent, the EPA has approved 3 active ingredients that are absolutely effective against the species of mosquitoes that spread West Nile, Zika, dengue fever, all these different viruses. It's, of course, you know the brand Off. Deep Woods Off.
Right.
That's got the DEET in it. If you don't want to go the route of DEET, they make all natural varieties that have oil of lemon eucalyptus at a 33% dilution rate. That's the important part, 33%.
What does that mean?
Otherwise, they can.
I don't understand. What are they diluting 33%?
It's a pure essence of a plant, the lemon eucalyptus plant.
Okay.
And so diluting that at a 33% ratio into whatever carrier you're using, say it's like alcohol-based or witch hazel-based, that's the carrier. So 33% active ingredient at that dilution.
You know, I have to say this, though. All right. I'm just going to – I got the, you know, Deep Woods – Off or whatever, what off, DEET, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why this year and not so much years before, I sprayed it on and I felt like I was encased in something.
Yeah.
It was very off-putting.
It's thick. Yeah. It's thick. And so that's why there are great alternatives. I will say, too, because I did some traveling at the beginning of this summer, and they make a wipe now that, you know, TSA is not going to, you know, throw fit about it because it's not liquid. It's actually a wipe that you can conveniently pack.
Yeah.
And they work really, really well. And those don't leave as much of a residue as some of those, like, thick, oily sprays. But, you know, other things that people need to do and be mindful of, especially because we're having these weird spurts of rain right now, is be mindful of dumping out standing water. That's what makes them breed. I mean, that's really the name of the game. After it rains, get out in the yard, dump those kids' toys over. You know, make sure you're fluffing up that tarp over your barbecue grill. Anything that could collect as much of like water that a bottle cap could hold. That's all they need. So saucers, things like that.
So when I get home later, my dog waits until I get home to take her out. And obviously, it's the nighttime. And I've noticed when I'm walking her, there are these little tiny something or others. I don't know what they are that want to come in my face. And I'm continually brushing them away. And I don't think they're mosquitoes, but they're something. And I'm not quite sure what's attracting them. You know,
are they like clusters in the air of some kind
No, there's like, you know, 2 or 3 of them at one time and I wave them off and then they come back. I mean,
flies live in the soil too. That's where they breed. So as soon as that rainwater makes the soil moist, that's how everything like starts to hatch out. And, you know, then they're airborne from there. So I'm not surprised. I mean, this is the season of swatting right now, right?
It's the season of swatting. We'll do more when we come back on 720 WGN. Back with more of the musical stylings of one Janine Iachino. Stop the broccoli. The Bug Lady with her bug music. I believe that one is entitled Strawberry. Would I be right?
Strawberry Moon, I believe. It was after one of the full moons a couple of years ago. Yeah.
Okay, Strawberry Moon. Mm. So are you working on any new pieces of music?
Not at the moment, but after a crazy busy bug season comes to a close in the next couple months here, I will be ready. I've got lots of recordings, so they just have to be put into work now.
I see. So the recordings because the recordings all come from nature, am I correct?
Yeah.
And then you fiddle with them and turn them into... Well, now, wait a minute. Okay, so can you take a stick and then make it a... No, hold on a second. You don't hear the sound of a stick. What? Don't mind me, really. It's
so,
nothing.
For example, I always like to go to the Northwoods in August for my birthday up in Wisconsin. And there's a private lake that I love to go to. And at night, you can hear all the frogs. You can hear balloons. And so those are the things that I'll just hit record and see what happens. You know, nature's nature. It's a good thing. But then when I can, you know, bring it into a song and kind of transform the sound into beats or into, you know, some drone sounds, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, I think it's a very cool thing to do, by the way.
Thanks.
I mean, that's really appreciating nature and even enhancing it in a certain way.
I love it.
Have you ever done fireflies don't make noise.
I got to do a cicada song. That's the one I've been trying to get.
I would think there would. I think you'd have an entire album of that. I mean,
but we don't want to hurt people's ears either, because, like, let's be honest, that's kind of a racket in the summer, is it not?
No, but your music isn't, though. That's what I mean. I'm not saying, you know, hooray for cicadas. I'm saying that you could turn what's a pest into a noise that people dislike into something people could relax to. Now, who can say that? I have taken an annoying cicada, and I now bring you a relaxing cicada song. So there.
I love it.
So what else should we say about fireflies? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say fireflies really like tall grasses and native plants. And I know that even a lot of our customers, you know, in their backyards, they're trying to do what they can to attract butterflies and things like that. So a lot of people we know have pollinator gardens, you know, and it's those tall native plants that the fireflies love to nestle into because they hold moisture and they're kind of a nice, you know, refuge for them. They can find other things that they want to eat there. So I think it's a mixture of things. The weather for sure is what's triggering these population booms. But also I think people are just being more conscious of what they're doing to their yards. You know, there's not many people who are, people that I know anyways, who are, you know, spending a fortune on a weed killer in their lawns these days. It's kind of like, well, let nature be, you know, and so we're going to see a lot more creatures coming out because of that.
Do you think that their resistance to insecticides, pesticides, et cetera, increases?
I wouldn't say that.
Immunity. I guess immunity is the word I'm looking for. Yeah.
I guess because of the, like, what I know anyways, and, you know, this is just what I know to share, but I think that a lot of agricultural settings still might use broad-spectrum pesticides, and that's kind of what's, like, you know, at the same time that they're trying to protect their crops, they're kind of wiping out species on a massive level. And there's a big difference between that kind of environment as opposed to what we can do in our own backyards, you know. And I mean, we're a structural pest control company, so we are not in the business to wipe out species. It's about the balance for us.
Absolutely. By the way,
we love that our customers have butterflies in their yards, you know.
Why don't you give the Rose Pest Solutions information out now? Now that people have heard your expertise and your music, they're going to want to talk to you.
Of course. We will give you a free quote for your home, for your yard, for your business, whatever it might be. You can give us a call at 1-800-GOT-PESTS or visit our website at rosepestcontrol.com.
Is there anything you would like to add that I haven't touched on? Feel free to.
I would love to offer listeners a kind of a deal, if that's okay.
Sure.
I'd love to give them $75 off if they sign up for one of our mosquito services, because this is peak West Nile virus season, folks, and we want you to stay protected. All of our services are family-friendly, pet-friendly, and pollinator-friendly, too. So we definitely encourage you to reach out and get a free quote from us.
All right. Well, that's all very good. Thank you very much for being with us. Always great to
Thanks
talk to
so
you.
Thanks so much. You too.
Bet. All right. Take it easy.